aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Yes, sir. The show is called Tee to Green. The language we speak every Sunday is golf. Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us and for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is at the controls in studio, and we are locked and loaded with another big show for you today. You ever played in a golf tournament, a member scramble, a charity event, or even a professional event, and you're out there somewhere on the back nine in the middle of the battle and no idea how you or your team is doing? Well, that shouldn't happen. And if you have the scoring app iWanamaker on your phone, problem solved. We have Doyle Heiser from iWanamaker joining us today to talk all about it here on Tee to Green. Then later in the show, we're going to reach back into the Tee to Green archives and replay an interview with one of the all-time greats when it comes to golf course design, Robert Trent Jones Jr. We had him on last fall. He designed or renovated over 250 courses on six continents around the globe, including Poppy Hills in Pebble Beach, Arizona National in Tucson, Arizona, and Chambers Bay in Washington, his masterpiece. That's right, the 2024 Donald Ross Award winner, Robert Trent Jones Jr., joining us today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest, safe.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app. Stream live at sportsbyline.com and heard around the world on American Forces Radio. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Doyle Heisler. And that's coming your way next, right here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone, so many ways, thanks to technology, to listen to Tee to Green these days. We do appreciate you tuning us in every Sunday as we talk golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. We've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in master control with us today. Debbie O'Connell has the day off today, although later in the hour, when we play back one of our archived interviews from last fall, fans of Debbie O'Connell will get to hear Debbie, who took part in that interview that I did back in November with Robert Trent Jones Jr., one of the all-time greats when it comes to golf course design. At the time, he was getting ready to be honored with the 2024 Donald Ross Award by the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. And we were fortunate, lucky to get him on the show to talk about his legacy, his career, and carrying on the family name in golf course design, Robert Trent Jones Jr. That's coming up later in the show today here on Tee to Green, special encore edition for you. Right now on the Tee to Green guest line, a guy we haven't had on the show for a while. One of the great things about golf is the fact that I think of all the sports that are out there, perhaps technology and golf have mixed the best together over the last decade, 15, 20 years or so. And this guy has found a niche in the world of golf thanks to the world of technology. From iWanamaker, we're happy to welcome Doyle Heiser back to Tee to Green. Doyle, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jay. Thank you for asking.
I was trying to remember the last time we had you on. It's been at least 10 years ago when you first started this venture of yours called iWanamaker. So long overdue to get you back. And I guess over the 10 years or so, it's been going pretty strong for you.
Yes, it has. It's been an exciting ride for us. And now I feel like we're in a good place because we are bringing so much joy and happiness to the fans of high school golf, which never existed before, right? It's just like now they got a scoreboard they never had before.
And it's as close as their pocket or their golf bag, or maybe they can wherever they're at on the golf course, they can carry it with them. And that goes for the players too.
That's right. Yeah. So how it works is we provide this platform to a state association, and we've got 32 of them now. So they take it and they roll it out along with us to all the coaches across the entire state of, let's say, Ohio. And then we assist in getting things set up. We add all the schools. The golfers get the app. We create an app specifically for Ohio, for example. The coaches get the app. The parents get the app. And then the coaches create the events, and the kids and everyone shows up. And next thing you know, they line up on that first tee, and they're scoring for each other. And all the fans and the coaches are watching on the phone, following the leaderboard, checking out scorecards. It's just a cool thing. It's really, really been a big shift for high school golf. We want to say that we brought high school golf into the digital era.
Yeah. And I guess there's nothing worse than being in a golf tournament, whether you're playing in a member scramble or just a charity event, or you're in a professional event or a high school tournament, and you're out there on the golf course someplace in the middle of the back nine, and you're not sure where you sit or where your team sits in the standings.
That's right. And that's what really makes this exciting, because this gives golfers, and I actually spoke with, in person, Hale Irwin. I'm sure all your listeners know about Hale Irwin, right? And I asked him, I said, Hale, I've been told that, you know, you guys don't look at the leaderboard because you don't want to know the score. And he says, that's bogus. He says, there's never, never enough leaderboards on the course for us, because he told me, he says, true competitors want to know the score. They want to know what it's going to take to come back and win, what you have to do to hold the lead, get in the top 50, whatever it might be. They always want to know the score. So that was very assuring to me that what I'm doing, and that was back in 2013 when I talked to Hale, and to hear that from a guy like that, and Raymond Floyd said the same thing when I met him back in 2014. So I've heard from some greats, and they both said the same thing. So yes, having that score and knowing what you have to do to win. And think about this, right? With high school golf, you're typically doing five count four, right? So you're counting four scores. You got to aggregate those four best scores out of five to figure out the team score to know whether your team is vying for the win or not. And we've seen many high school tournaments come right down to the end where three teams are vying for that win, and all those players involved are working and watching the leaderboard to do their best to push their team ahead to be able to win that championship.
Yeah, so you, of course you want to know whether or not to go for it, whether to play a little conservative, whether to hit a 6-iron or a 7-iron, and the more information that you have at your fingertips that you can process mentally, the better off you are to make those kind of decisions. And that's really where I Want to Maker comes in, correct?
That's exactly right. Yes. So that coaches have told me, high school coaches, and we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 26,000 high school coaches using our apps. We've got close to 165,000 high school golfers using our app. So that makes up 75% of high school golf. So what coaches have told me is that it's so great to have this, because many times they're approaching a player that might be struggling, that might be doing really well, but having that information on their phone, they know, oh gosh, Johnny's doing great. Johnny's, you know, 3 under par. That's unexpected. So that coach then can make a decision on how he approaches Johnny, or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he just lets him play. So that's what's awesome about that, is that coaches know that. And then the other thing about parents are that's what fuels this business. Parents buying a ticket to follow live scoring is how we take that money in, and we put it all back into supporting the app, and then we give back 20% to the schools for doing this, because we're a partnership. This is a, what makes this work is all of us working together, right? But that parent being able to follow their kiddos, not having to go to the event, they could sit in their office and they can keep track and follow along. Or they can be at the event on their smartphone following along. So it is really an exciting time in high school golf right now. And I'm so glad to be a part of it.
We're talking to Doyle Heiser. His golf scoring app is called I Wanna Maker. And I think I asked you this the last time you were on, Doyle. I can't quite remember. It's been so long. But the name I Wanna Maker, interesting name for this app. How did you come up with that?
That's an interesting question, Jay. Back in 2011, when I came up with the idea, and the idea came about because of smartphones, right? Smartphones were really starting to become something that everyone was starting to buy. And it allowed you to get connected and everyone to be. So at that time, I for a long time, I've always been enamored by the name Wanamaker, the Wanamaker Cup, right? The PGA Championship. And every year, you know, people, get to watch that the champion hold up that Wanamaker Cup. And so I thought, you know, in the days of iPhones and iPads and iCloud, we need an I Wanamaker. And so I thought, well, I'll just go with that because it seems to have a good ring to it. And I really questioned it. I honestly did for many years. But I'll tell you now, sitting here 14 years later, I look back and kids, they just remember it. I don't know if I got lucky or what, but you know, everyone seems to know and remember the name I want to make here. And you know, it's just fun to be able to go. And I've gone out to high school events. And when I say who I am, they all recognize me because every time they open their app, it says the OHSAA golf app, which is the Ohio High School Athletic Association golf app, powered by I Wanamaker, right? So we build all these apps, and the name is out there, and so that's where it came from. Yeah, it was a melding together of technology and a lifelong legacy of the Wanamaker trophy.
I think there was a golfer named Wanamaker. Maybe he was a longtime golf official or promoter or something many, many years ago, and that's where the moniker came from for the trophy. It's given every year to the winner of the PGA Championship, the Wanamaker Trophy. And you're absolutely right. It does stand out. I know you questioned it a while, but a good choice in the long run.
Well, thank you, Jay. Yeah, Rodman Wanamaker is the gentleman you're referring to. Rodman was the guy that brought, he really started the PGA back in 1916. His father had the Wanamaker stores, the mercantile out on the East Coast, and his son was a golfer.
Okay, hey,
and he
Doyle,
the PGA.
We need to break away. Doyle Heiser, our guest. We're talking I Wanamaker golf scoring app, and he's going to stay with us. Back with more after this on Tee to Green.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The show by golfers, for golfers, in fact, dedicated listening for dedicated golfers. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thanks for joining us today. And we're talking to Doyle Heiser. His company and his product is called I Wanna Maker. It's a scoring app. He came up with the idea back around 2010, 2011. And Doyle, when you were talking about that in the last segment, it occurred to me, there's probably a lot of people who don't even remember a time when we in society didn't have smartphones in order to facilitate an app like this. It might come as a surprise to a lot of people, but before like 2010, 2011, there weren't a lot of smartphones out there, were there?
No, there wasn't. It just exploded in starting a little bit in 2008. But by 2011, 2012, it seemed to, get to the point where almost everyone. So to give you an example, there's going to be like 500 events on I Wanna Maker tomorrow. There's been 3,500 events on the system last month, right? So,
wow.
So all
wow.
Those kids show up, right? So let's say you have a tournament and we've got Texas State Championships tomorrow on the system. There's tournaments in North Carolina, tournaments all over the country, right? And so the kids show up, and I want to say 90, there might be one or two out of 120 that might not have a phone. And then so we have it set up, though, that other kids in the group, because everything that we do is compliant with the USGA rulebook, where a golfer scores for another golfer. That's what's really cool about this is that the golfer logs in. And if I'm supposed to be marking for you, Jay, and we're competing against each other, I'm keeping your score, and you might be keeping my score. So if there's another player in the group that doesn't have a phone, then I can be assigned to keep score for that person. So it's really cool that all these kids have the technology, and what they're told is that, hey, this is your scorecard for this round. You take it out after the hole as you're walking from the green to the tee.
Uh-huh.
And as you do that, you talk to your fellow competitors and you put that score in and then it shows up and says, hey, on your phone, Jay would say, hey, Doyle put in a four for you on number two. Do you agree with that? And then you get to say, yes, I agree with that. So, and the kids have just, the coach, sometimes coaches worry about, well, will the kids know how to do this? And I go, yeah, they kind of got that smartphone down pat pretty good. So they're able to do this. It's so simple for them. And to be able to do it, and even on a rainy day, think about a rainy day. Talk about smartphone, right? I talked to a high school golfer in Florida. She happened to be the number one player in Florida as far as birdies. And so that's another thing we do, Jay, is we keep track of stats. So you can go into the Florida app, for example, right now and say, well, who was the number one high school junior female, in regards to birdies last season? And you can see it, right? So, and she told me, this girl, she says, you know, I like this so much better than a paper scorecard, because the paper scorecard in Florida can get kind of wet and it gets kind of messy. But with my smartphone, no problem. So, yeah, that it's really cool how this has all come together.
Well, that took care of my next question. I was going to say, how do you get the information from the actual golf course into the phone and get it out to all the people who have the app? Perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I got to tell you, there's another famous person that a lot of your listeners might know of, but the guy's name is Tiger Woods. And when I met him last year at the Florida State Championships, he thanked me. He says, thank you so much for bringing this, because obviously he's following his son, Charlie, right? And so that it happens to be Tiger's favorite app during the high school golf season.
Yeah, you can't get any better endorsement than that, that's for sure. Yeah. Doyle Heiser's with I Wanamaker is the name of his app. Doyle, we're talking about high school golf, and that is right there in your wheelhouse. Do you have the numbers as far as how many high schools, tournaments or high school events or state high school or associations are using the app?
Yeah, right now, that's a good question, Jay. We've got 32 states that have agreements with us, and when an agreement means that the state association says that this is our platform for all of high school golf. It's not just the postseason. This is the entire season. So all events are run on the system during the regular season and then during the postseason. So to date, I think there's been over 100,000 events run on the system. 32 state associations, somewhere in the neighborhood of 22,000 high schools across the nation. And so the other thing that's really cool, Jay, is that I just got an email from a coach, and Leon Braisted's the guy's name, and he was the coach of the year, national coach of the year, years back. And he's running a tournament tomorrow, and he's got a team coming in from Ohio. And so he's emailing us, and he says, hey, I got to bring this team in from Ohio. I said, hey, we support that. So yeah, all these kids and these teams competing, you know, that are right on the border, right, where they're crossing the border. So the kids in Ohio use the Ohio app. The kids in Michigan use the Michigan app. It's really
cool. Okay. Yeah, that is cool. We're talking about strictly high school usage right now, but this is an app that can be used in any tournament situation, can it? Have you thought about expanding
it
even beyond high school?
Absolutely. When we started, we actually built the app more for charity tournaments, and we never took those features out of the system. So we started off, we built it for charity and for amateur golf, and it's free for people to run small tournaments. You want to run a small tournament with 4, 5, 6 people, go ahead and use it. Just go sign up, get an account. You can use what's called the Iwanamaker mobile app in the App Store. And then you use Iwanamaker.com on the web to set your tournament up. And then you score it live on the Iwanamaker app. But yeah, you can do it for charity events, best ball, scram, you know, all kinds of formats. We even do a cup where we've had seen people go and they create we call it the Iwanamaker cup format. And you can do it like a Ryder Cup style thing, right? So we support all your common formats, and we allow anyone to use the app. And we do. We have a lot of charity organizers out there that use it on a regular basis.
Yeah, great. A great point there. And that was going to be my next question. I was going to say, is it just for stroke play, or can you do match play and different types of scoring in it?
Yeah, both. One of the ones that we just added was team match play, because we've got a lot of Texas schools that Texas is always doing. You know, they're really pushing the envelope when it comes to high school golf. They'll run team match play, which is kind of what the colleges do, right? They'll run team stroke play, and then they'll run at the end of that. They'll even mix in a couple of other types of formats. But yeah, we support scrambles. Best ball, better/best ball, individual stroke play, team stroke play, cup, team match play. And then you could just do a four ball or foursomes. We support those as well.
It seems like you got all the bases covered, Doyle Heiser, Iwanamaker. So what's the next step for Iwanamaker?
Well, what we're doing now is we're really working hard on the rankings, right? So right now there's probably 130,000 high school golfers ranked on the system. We want to make sure that those golfers, those scores, get in front of all the college coaches out there, right? So we're working with a company right now that is very very they sort of own the college space, right? Kind of like the way we are dominating the high school space. They dominate the college space. And we're working on a partnership with them to make it really easy for college coaches to go and find that diamond in the rough. There's probably a high school player that they don't know about that can't afford to play in these larger tournaments where a college coach would pick them up, where they would be watching. But now we're trying to say, hey, you know what? Let's try and get every high school golf in front of all the college coaches out there to maybe make that match, right? They'd say, hey, this kid's looking to play golf in the northeast part of the state. So let him say that. Here are his scores are, and maybe we can connect a college coach with that golfer.
All right, there you go. Bingo. Last question. We got about 30 seconds here before we got to run. But if people are listening and want to know more about Iwanamaker or how to get it, what do they do?
They just go to iwanamaker.com and sign up. You can log in, and then once you get signed up, you got a help button right there. Just touch on that, and you can email us at sales@iwanamaker.com or call us. Our phone number's right there. We got people that support the product all week long, and so, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear. Maybe you got an idea. Maybe you want to run a tournament. Maybe you want to run a league. We'll help you do that.
All right, Doyle Heiser, Iwanamaker. Doyle, thanks. This is great. Best of luck to you down the road.
All right, thank you, Jay. I appreciate the time.
Doyle Heiser, Iwanamaker on Tee to Green.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Touching golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Last fall, Tee to Green lucked out. We were honored to have as a guest the 2024 recipient of the Donald Ross Award. It's presented by the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Some of the past recipients of the award read like a who's who of golf: Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Pete Dye, Judy Bell, Reese Jones, Robert Trent Jones Sr., just to name a few. And last year's Donald Ross Award winner joined his father and his brother in winning the award. We're talking about Robert Trent Jones Jr. He got the award at the Society's big meeting in San Francisco, but about a week before he was to get the honor, he stopped in to chat with Debbie and I about his career and about carrying on the family legacy. Here's Robert Trent Jones, Jr.
Today, you started way back in the 60s working with your dad, did you not?
I did. I had the great privilege to let him... he let me, actually, it was his privilege and mine, to work together. It's not always easy. My father, as you know, the great Robert Trent Jones Sr., was one of the great golf architects of all time. And he was at the height of his career. And I was out in the West Coast. I'd actually gone to Stanford for a year after Yale. And I loved California. And he said, "Stay there, Bobby. That's where the business is coming. And you can apprentice me." And guess what? We worked together at Incline Village. We worked together at the Great Spyglass Hill, which was one of his most exciting projects. And I had a chance to work with him at the height of his career.
Was it always going to be golf for you? I know at Yale you studied history and geology, but was there any doubt in your mind that it was going to be something in golf for you?
Well, I grew up in a golf family. I played very serious golf. I was New Jersey junior champion, high school champion. And I was able to somehow, Yale allowed me to join them, and I was playing on the Yale team for 3 years varsity, and first man my senior year, and Eastern champion. So I played serious golf. I played the game where you can count everything and compete. But I was more interested in history and so on, because at that time, Yale was all male, and many of the people who were had matriculated there went on to do government service, and we were all under the draft, but some of us would go do other things, and I was very interested in political life. And so Stuart Symington tapped me as one of his interns in 1959, and my advisor said, "You're not a scholar of the house, you're in the middle of the class. How'd you get that job?" And later I found out that when he asked me to play golf with him on Saturday mornings.
That's fantastic. What an impact. Hey, you also learned golf from the legendary Tommy Armour at Wingfoot Golf Course in New York. And he really captured your imagination with the game's history. So what was the influence that Tommy Armour had on your love of history, especially golf and American history?
My mother was the one that pushed me hard on academics. She was Phi Beta Kappa at Wells College in New York. And she pushed both my brother Reese and myself to study hard. Whatever we did, she did, "You do it well." And she pushed hard. My dad was the great sportsman, and he taught us the game, golf itself. Reese was a better baseball player. I was a better golfer in high school, but it didn't matter. The point is, we all exceeded. But then when I played on the U.S. junior team at Wingfoot, I was chosen when there was a team that came from Scotland, and there was players from all over the country, California, Indianapolis, New York, and myself and others. We played Scotland. Tommy Armour was there watching the game and the competition, And we have the potential to choose, my opponent and I. And at that moment, my father arrived from New York where he had an office. He was always late to my matches. It didn't really matter. And he said, oh, Trent, you might be a great architect, but your son is going to be a great golfer, and I'm going to teach him the game, which is a kind of an insult to my dad. But anyway, he took it as an opportunity. So the next summer I came back, and he trained us on extreme fine points, like how to hit a shot out of a buried bunker lie in a bunker with turning your wedge over and have the point of it go underneath and scoop it out, things like that. But more importantly, he fought in World War One for the British, and he taught me when he would tell stories among the before we go play. It was always nine holes, because in those days he was drinking gin bucks, and when he came back to the ninth hole, he was in the bar, and the rest of us continued playing. However, the point is that he talked about his hands, and I wrote a poem in his honor called These Hands Are My Glory and My Curse. Because of them, I'm open champion. We won at Carnoustie and at Oakmont, where the next year's U.S. Open will be. And so he's a strong, strong player, one of the hardest of the hard courses. But he also was in hand-to-hand combat, and he killed a man with his bare hands in the trenches in the mud in World War I. So he looked at his hands and said, these hands are my glory and my curse. Because of them, I play golf with you, and you listen to my stories, and I teach you fine points. But one night in the trenches, I killed a man with my bare hands. And when I'm on these green fields far away, I'm okay. But in the night when I hear his screams, every night I see him in my dreams. And so that's how this boy suddenly became a man under his tutelage.
Wow. Great story. Yeah. What was Robert Trent Jones? Go ahead, Debbie.
Talk about... Then you have gone to law school for just a year, so you've always been interested in law as well as your family business, then joined your family business. What I'm curious about is, what was the most meaningful project you worked on in all of the hundreds of golf courses that you designed in over 50 countries? Was there one that stands out as so incredibly meaningful?
Well, that's hard to say. In retrospect, there are certain things that stood out, yes. Obviously, working for my dad, as I mentioned already, in my apprenticeship time, at Mauna Kea in particular. We are currently revising Mauna Kea. We're softening it and restoring it back to his original design. So that's kind of coming full circle. By the way, he received the Donald Ross Award. He was the first one, a man named Ed C., who used to work for the golf market with Arnold Palmer. Helped found it, and he was the first one. So I feel very honored that my colleagues gave me this award. In fact, I never expected it. I'd compete so hard with them, I thought I'd made a lot of enemies. Anyway, so that was special. In terms of the projects that stand out in my mind, of course, the ones that are aesthetic. I'm more of a golf artist. I'm more of an Tillinghast school of stylizing bunkers to look like waves and so on. I would say things I did in Japan. Obviously, the first course I ever did on my own, which is Princeville in Kauai, Hawaii, after working for my father in Mauna Kea. I love the Hawaiian Islands. I'm a little bit like Ben Hogan. I followed the sun and went west to California and kept then Hawaii and then worked in the Asia Pacific. So those come to mind aesthetically. But in terms of the competition and the elegant and you know, designing a golf course with my colleagues, Bruce Charles and my who's worked with me 40 years, my own son is now working for us, running our little company. And I would say probably Chambers Bay. When you have a chance to work with Mike Davis, I did, and other USGA officials in a purpose-built golf course to host the U.S. Open Championship, our national championship, that is as good as it gets. It'd be like a composer in a symphony getting to, work with the first violinist and the string section, the whole string section, and the brass section, and for Beethoven, the first hole of Chambers Bay is my Beethoven's Fifth.
There you go. That's Robert Trent Jones Jr. Robert Trent Jones Jr., Architects, Palo Alto, California. I don't know if you got that right at the end, but he said the first hole at Chambers Bay would be my Beethoven's Fifth, comparing building golf courses to creating or scoring or writing a symphony. And he certainly has done that from the 1960s. He's now in his mid-80s and not showing too many signs of slowing down. His son is ready to step in, though, and carry on the family legacy created by his father, Robert Trent Jones Sr., carried on also by a brother, Reese Jones. And we're so fortunate to have Robert Trent Jones Jr. on the show here on Tee to Green back in last November, right before he won the Donald Ross Award presented to him by the American Society of Golf Course Architects. Speaking of golf courses, I ran across this the other day, and I thought I'd save it, and I knew I'd find somewhere to work it into a show somewhere down the road. The 10 most expensive green fees in 2025. Down there at the bottom, number 10, Bandon Dunes in Oregon, $420 for 18 holes. Number 9, Payne's Valley in Hollister, Missouri. That's the Payne Stewart Memorial Course, $450 for a round of golf. Number 8, Pinehurst, number 2, North Carolina. It'll cost you $595. Number 7 on the list, Kiowa Island, the ocean course. They have several courses there. This is the ocean course, famous for a number of events. Didn't Phil Mickelson win PGA Championship there a couple of years ago, becoming the oldest PGA Championship winner? Kiowa Island, ocean course, also hosting Ryder Cups in the past. $630 green fee for 18 holes, tied with Harbortown, just down the coast there at Hilton Head, South Carolina. Harbortown also $630 for 18 holes. Next on the list, Pebble Beach and Whistling Straits tied for the number 4 spot as far as the 10 most expensive green fees in 2025. Pebble Beach, of course, Northern California. Whistling Straits, Kohler, Wisconsin, $675 for 18 holes. Number 3 on the list, Wynn Golf Course in Las Vegas, $750 green fee there. Number 2 on the list, TPC Sawgrass, Ponte Vedra, Florida. That, of course, home of the Players' Championship. The number 17, the Island Green, $900 for a round of golf at TPC Sawgrass. And number 1 on the list, most expensive green fees in 2025. Hope you're sitting down. Shadow Creek in Las Vegas, $1,250 for 18 holes. Now, of course, these are peak pricing. You can contact the courses for exact pricing. It may vary according to time of year, how busy they are, weather conditions, that sort of thing. But anyway, those are the 10 most expensive green fees in 2025, which is a perfect lead-in to this. A reminder from your friends at Divot Magazine, if you're tired of paying too much for golf, well, Colorado's best golf discounts begin with the 2025 Green Saver, designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. The Green Saver, your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor golf facilities in Colorado and Nevada. Plus, there's discounts on carts, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and more. Grab your Green Saver now. Start playing smarter for just $54. Enjoy a year of great golf without breaking the bank. It's available in book or mobile format. For more info, go to greensavergolf.com. Greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. It's Tee to Green, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green. We're not done yet. Hope you had a chance to catch this yesterday. It was on the Golf Channel. The Tour Champions is in Woodlands, Texas this weekend. The Insperity Invitational, and every year they do this. It's kind of a add-on to the regular tournament, which is three rounds, 54 holes. This year it was called the Folds of Honor Greats of Golf. And it was four teams comprised of greats of golf. Team Hall of Fame, for example, Pat Bradley, Nick Faldo, Tony Jacklin, Tom Kite, David Graham. Team Legends, Nancy Lopez, Hale Irwin, Dave Stockton, Mark O'Mara, Larry Nelson. Team Greats, Julie Inkster, Andy North, Ben Crenshaw, Curtis Strange, and Bill Rogers. And Team Majors, Annika Sorenstam, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Lee Trevino, and Tom Watson. The five of them combining to win 51 major championships during their careers. And, of course, Jack with 18, Annika with 10, Gary Player 9, Watson 8, Trevino 6. Think these guys can still play? Team Hall of Fame for 9 holes, it was a 9-hole event, was 9 under par. 9 holes, 9 under par. But it was a lot of fun. Golf Channel carried it, and the Folds of Honor benefited from that. The Folds of Honor, Greats of Golf. Folds of Honor, of course, founded by Major Dan Rooney a few years back to assist military families, especially children of our fallen men and women in the military. A great cause, and what a great day, the Folds of Honor Greats of Golf at the Insperity Invitational at Woodlands, Texas, yesterday. Hey, thanks to Doyle Heiser, I Wanamaker, for joining us on Tee to Green. We also hope you enjoyed the encore presentation of Robert Trent Jones Jr., golf course architect, from last fall here on Tee to Green. And we invite you to join us next Sunday, Roadshow edition of Tee to Green, coming your way from Redlands Mesa, the number one public golf course in Colorado in Grand Junction. We'll talk to you then. In the meantime, have fun, play great, and hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.